From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. American workers may see higher taxes in the new year as lawmakers face off over how to extend a Social Security payroll tax cut. The Republican-controlled House is set to strike down a two-month extension passed by the Democratic-controlled Senate over the weekend. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi blames the conservative wing of the Republican Party.
It's just the radical Tea Party Republicans who are holding up this tax cut for the American people and jeopardizing our economic growth.
House Speaker John Boehner says the short-term extension bill passed by the Senate is simply inadequate.
Our members do not want to just punt and do a two-month short-term fix where we have to come back and do this again.
Senate lawmakers have gone home for the holidays, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he will not bring them back early to renegotiate. The Obama administration is calling for stability on the Korean Peninsula following the death of North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. is in wait-and-see mode as little is known about Kim's son and heir apparent.
The Obama administration was talking about resuming food assistance to North Korea and is now putting that decision on hold while North Korea is in a period of mourning. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said only the U.S. wants a stable and peaceful transition.
We reiterate our hope for improved relations with the people of North Korea and remain deeply concerned about their well-being.
The Obama administration wants North Korea back in nuclear disarmament talks. Analysts say the heir apparent, Kim Jong-un, has had little time to prepare to take over from his father and may not be in a position to make concessions in any such talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Highways are closed in five states as a huge storm system moves through the plains and into the Midwest. Hotels have filled up along major routes from eastern New Mexico into Kansas. Della Cisneros works at the Best Western Motel in Santa Rosa, New Mexico. She says I-40 was closed last night. She also says she expects it to remain closed until after the sun comes up this morning.
The police department said they would just have to see what the conditions were. My thinking is daylight, not too long after daylight, they'll probably open them.
Cisneros says the storm and the response are pretty much normal occurrences in the region in winter, but that doesn't reduce the hazards. Officials say at least six people have died in weather-related highway crashes. Stock markets in Asia have rebounded today as investors' concerns on what happens next in North Korea ease. Traders appear relieved that there's no immediate crisis in leadership after the death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. In the U.S., trading opens after a down day yesterday. Banking stocks led the price drops after European finance ministers failed to come up with all the money EU nations needed for bailouts. This is NPR. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is going on the offensive in Iowa ahead of the caucuses there as other candidates target him. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports Gingrich is fighting to regain his front-runner status in Iowa.
At a town hall meeting, Gingrich pounded his GOP opponents for their negative ads and urged his supporters to help sway undecided voters at the upcoming caucuses.
Make sure everybody there who hasn't made their mind up yet gets a chance to think about having a leader who's positive, who's committed to getting the country back on the right track, and who has the courage to run a totally positive campaign no matter what the incoming material looks like.
Gingrich has promised to hold daily teleconferences and says he'll begin a 44-stop bus tour after Christmas. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Hiawatha, Iowa.
CNN talk show host Piers Morgan testifies today via video link at Britain's judicial inquiry into media ethics. The proceedings are a result of the phone hacking scandal at the Rupert Murdoch-owned News of the World. Larry Miller has our report from London.
Morgan denies ever hacking a phone, ordering someone else to do it, or publishing a story gained through hacking. In the mid-1990s, Morgan spent less than a year at the News of the World before moving to the Mirror for the next 9 years. He's likely to be questioned about his own published words, suggesting he listened to voicemails, and he explained how hacking is done. One of Morgan's former reporters claims hacking was endemic at the Mirror when he was editor, and it was inconceivable he didn't know about it. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.